On the bottom of Gimel Med Aleph, around 7 lines from the bottom, the Gemara says that Mekan Samku So Beis Rebbe Shem Mevatlin Talmud Torah Ubar Mishpon Mekan Megillah Kavachomen Me'avodah. But Beis Rebbe, the Gemara quotes at Drasha that the Kohanim postpone or even entirely neglect, depending upon the Machlokas Rishonim, the Avodah, in order to hear the Megillah. And the Gemara then says that in Beis Rebbe, they extrapolated from this halacha another halacha, the hainu, that we are mevatel Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah. How do we extrapolate that? Kavachom and me'avoda. Uma avoda shehi chamura. Avoda, which is done on behalf of all of Kal Yisrael, the Kavanas Tzibor, is even more chomor than Talmud Torah. Nevertheless, we're mevatel that from Mikra Megillah, Talmud Torah l'kol shekin. Okay. So we mentioned that there are two basic questions in this sugya. The second of the two questions, which we haven't really discussed yet, and let's spend just a few minutes at least discussing that, is the question was first asked, it was answered earlier without being asked, but it was first asked by the son of the Nod of Yehuda. And the question is, how can you describe this as being the Vatel Talmud Torah? If you turn the page from Dav Beis to Dav Gimel, so that's not Vatel Talmud Torah. So if you're shifting gears within Talmud Torah from learning whatever they happen to be learning in Beis Rebbe, Purim night or Purim morning, and you shift from there to Kisvei HaKodesh, to Mikra Megillah, how do you describe that as Mevatlan Talmud Torah? That's the question which the son of the Nod of Yehuda raises. There are a few answers, and one or two especially stimulating and fascinating ones. So first of all, in the Ritva, and this Ha'or is pointed out in the Kuntos Chanukah of Megillah, that the Ritva is addressing this question. Again, even though he doesn't ask and answer it in question and answer format, but the Ritva is clearly addressing this question. V'disamchu shel Beis Rebbe shemevatlin Talmud Torah bar nekrosa Megillah. Perush, says the Ritva, kedei lekrosa b'tzibur, that they'd been mevatel Talmud Torah to join the larger tzibur for Mikra Megillah. Now, this, despite the fact, just to digress for a moment. Despite the fact that Ran says that Beis Rebbe had a minyan, there was more than a minyan of people learning in Beis Rebbe. So this is what we mentioned, that a person is not supposed to have sort of an unofficial minyan on Purim for Mikra Megillah, because that detracts from the Pesum Meinisa, that the Pesum Meinisa is enhanced by being in a larger tzibur. So even though Beis Rebbe had their own minyan, but Afal Pichain, they weren't supposed to have an unofficial minyan on, even though they had enough people to form their own minyan, they weren't supposed to do that on Purim, and therefore they were mevatel their Talmud Torah to go hear the Megillah. Now, so why is the Ritva emphasizing that they were being mevatel the Talmud Torah, not simply to read the Megillah, but to read it with Tzibur? So he goes on to explain. So he gets into the other question we discussed earlier. I don't want to review it now. But the point is that the Ritva is saying is that the din that you're mevatel Talmud Torah for Mikra Megillah is not simply for Mikra Megillah itself, but even to facilitate the most perfect kiyum of Mikra Megillah, even to facilitate that the Mikra Megillah be b'tzibur. That already, the enhancement of having the Mikra Megillah b'tzibur, because it creates a greater pesum enisa, so that's not highlighting, you're not accentuating the Talmud Torah there, you're accentuating the Pesum Enisa, and you're doing that at the cost of Talmud Torah, because Beis Rebbe, they're walking from wherever their Beis Medrash was to wherever the central shul was in, where were they, I don't know, in Tveria, wherever they were at that point. So it's that element which is being contrasted with the Talmud Torah. You're being the vat of the Talmud Torah, again, just for the 35 minutes it takes them to hear the Megillah. So that's not the bittul, but it wasn't just the 35 minutes. They had to go, they had to disrupt themselves to go from their base medrash to the central shul. So during that time, they weren't learning. That was a bittul. That seems to be how the Ritva, again, without posing the question, addresses this question. He's also addressing the other question we discussed, but let's leave that aside for a minute. Now, I saw quoted in there's a big sort of encyclopedic handbook on Maseches Megillah called the Tehillah Leona. So in that sefer, they quote an interesting tshuva from the Beis Ephraim, who discusses this kasha as well. And he has a very interesting teretz. He says as follows: there is a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Amud Beis, right? The Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Amud Beis says that Rav Gidl says that Godol Hakore Kriya Shma Ba'Onasa Yosem Me'Osek Ha'Torah. That it's a greater thing to be saying Shma Bizmana than it is to be learning Torah. So the Rishonim there, the Rashba and the Ritva, are bothered. Well, obviously, this is two and that's one. By reading Shema, you're having Talmud Torah, and also the additional mitzvah Kabbalah Zalma for Shemaim. If you're learning Shor Shanagat Sarpara, so you only have Talmud Torah. You only have Talmud Torah. So obviously, what's the chiddush that Gadol of Gibel is telling us a tremendous chiddush that Gadol Akari Kriya Shema. So listen to this, a remarkable thing in the Rishonim. So the Rashba and the Ritva say no, because in terms of Talmud Torah, Shona is greater than Kore. In terms of Talmud Torah, you can't equate someone who's learning Torah Shebal Peh with Havana, with understanding, with Amkus, with depth. You can't equate that to someone who's learning the Just Torah Shebichsav, either without any understanding or the most elementary or superficial understanding. That in terms of mitzvahs Talmud Torah, Shona, again, Shona represents Torah Shebal Peh, and everything that stands for in terms of, again, understanding and possibly the depth as well, that Shona is greater than Koreh. So the truth is, it's not such a simple calculation as here is two and there is one, no? Maybe the difference in Talmud Torah, maybe the difference in degree in Talmud Torah is so pronounced that despite the fact that this has Kriya Shema as well, so that's a chiddush which Rav Gidl is telling us. Rav Gidl is telling us now that Godol Hakari Kriya Shema Bonasa Yoser Meha Osek Batara, meaning Osek Batara, not someone who is being Mavis Sedra. Being Mavis Sedra is it's not such a chiddush. But even someone who's being shown there, someone who's learning Torah Shebal Peh, again with Havana, so even that Gadol Ha'Osek, Gadol Ha'Kori Kriya Shema Ba'Onasa, Yosef Ha'Osek Ba'Torah. That's what the Rishonim say in Brachos on Yud Amud Beis. I'll read you a line about the Ritva. I'm Rabbi Mani. Gadol Hakori Kriya Shema Ba'Onasa Yosef and Osek Ba'Torah. V'lav Davka Torah, the Ilu Kain, Pshita the Afi Torah. It doesn't mean you're studying Chumash, because obviously Kriya Shema is also Chumash. V'Adifa Mishum Ba'Onasa. And it also has the added merit of being a second mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Ela Afilu Min Hashone Ko'amad Da'adif. So that's what the very interesting statement of the Rishonim. So we'll come back to discuss a little bit more in a minute, Bli Neder. So the Beis Ephraim wants to say, so that's the chat in our Gemara. That's what our Gemara is saying. Again, what's our question in the Gemara? How can you portray interrupting Talmud Torah from Mikra Megillah as Bittul Talmud Torah, as Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Bo Nishmo Mikra Megillah, when Shmias Mikra Megillah is also Talmud Torah? So he wants to say, based on based on the Rishonim in Brachos, thought the same thing, that Be'emes, the Chiddush in Beis Rabbi, so Beis Rabbi, they weren't only Ma'ariv Sedra, Beis Rabbi, they were learning Mishnayos of the Tamei Mishnayos with all the Reb Kiva Eggers, that they were learning Be'iyun, and they would be mafsik that to hear the Megillah, and says the Rashba and the Ritvayin in Brachos, so that's a lesser mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's a lesser mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Kamashmon, Afol Pichain, Yemevatel, because of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So it's a fascinating teretz. With the Emes, it's difficult. As a teretz, it's difficult. Again, that's what the Rashba and the Ritva say in Brachos is absolutely the case. But to transpose it here as a teretz is difficult, because the mice, again, here they don't say it. The same Rishonim don't introduce that chilek here. Why? So the pashtus is because what they say there, the lashon in Brachos is a question of adifus. That in Brachos, what the Rishonim say is this. The Rishonim say that a person who's being shown there is odif from someone who's being korei. Right? There's a difference between saying one is a higher form and one is a lower form, as opposed to saying that the lower form represents bittul Torah. Like, I mean, according to the Rashba and Ritva and Brachos, it's not true. It's not true that if a person could be learning Mishnah and instead is learning Chumash, it's not true that he's guilty of bittul Torah. It's true that if he'd be learning Mishnah, it would be odif. But you can't translate that into saying that while he's learning Chumash, that's bittul Torah. That can't be. So that's why the Rishonim don't use it here, because the Rishonim have bonded here that the Lashon is that they're being mevatel Torah, not simply engaging in a form of Talmud Torah which is less odif, but they're being mevatel Talmud Torah. That's why the Ritva himself is looking for a different... Teretz. Now, even the Rashbon and Ritva, came under the Osliyot, and just to clarify, not to leave it in a misleading way. So you'll ask, so when if it's odif to learn Gemara, so. So chamisha chumshei Torah, ma tehei aleihem. Okay, so there seems to be a ray of light at the end of the tunnel. So maybe we can justify ourselves, right? So now we finally figured out why we neglect or not. But the emes is it's not so poshut. Not so poshut. We're still stuck in the darkness here, because clearly what they mean is mistama. Let's say the Rambam writes that the Rashash refers to this and. Maybe just to tie things together. But if you take a look in the Rashash, I think that if you have not the little black Gemaras, but if you have the big Gemaras, you have the Rashash on the back. So the Rashash talks about this kasha also, about how can we depict Mikra Megillah vis-a-vis some other form of learning as being Mevatel Talmud Torah. I have in this pagination, if you have the same pagination, I have it in page 14 in the back. So if you see in the right hand column, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and I don't know, the fifth Shom, something like that. 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth, sixth Shom, Shemevatlin Talmud Torah Bar Nishma Mikra Megillah at the end of a line. You see it, it's around the sixth Shom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Each of the Shoms in bold print. It's at the last half of the line, Shom Shemavatlan Talmud Torah, Ubon Ishmael Mikra Megillah. Zuchurani, says the Rashash, Shara'isi B'tshuvah, I think it's based on time, I think that's what he's referring to. Sheniskasha, my bittul Torah Shayach Bazeh, Hachi Kriyas HaMegillah Inena Talmud Torah, Ulani Azdaiti Miyushav, Alpi HaMavua B'Shulchan Aruch Yaradeya Semen Resh Memvav Siv Gimel, Vamedva Mamurim Ayim Shom. So it's a misprint. It should actually say Siv Dalet. So what does it say there in Shulchan Aruch? So that's if in Shulchan Aruch, in Hichos Talmud Torah, the Mechaber, again, Kedarka, whenever possible, we'll quote more or less verbatim from the Rambam. Whenever possible, he'll quote verbatim from the Rambam. And that halacha is more or less verbatim from the Rambam. The Rambam presents, the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Vishinantam Levanecha is Al Tikre Vishinantam El Vishilashtam. Right, the pasuk should be interpreted as and understood as though it didn't just say you should learn and teach Torah, but you should divide your time into three parts: shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. But you're supposed to divide your time into three parts. So the Rambam presents that halacha as follows, and this is the sif in Shulchan Aruch to which the Rashash is referring. Chayiv l'shalish zman l'midaso. In Perek Aleph, Hilchos Talmud Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam understands, this is a machlokes in the Rambam Mitosis. When that Gemara says that you have to be v'shilashtam, that you have to divide your time into three parts, so does it mean three equal parts? Is that the semantics of l'shalesh? Or no? It means three parts. But lav davka, you can cut a piece of chicken into three parts. One can be 80%, one can be 15%, one can be 5%. So the Rambam understands that the semantics here mean into three equal parts. So the Rambam says, Chayiv l'shalish es zman l'midaso, shlish b'tarash b'chsav, shlish b'tarash b'al peh, shlish yovin v'yaskil, achriz dover merishiso, v'yotzi dover midover, v'yadam edover l'dover, v'yovin b'midos sh'atarun edrashes b'an ad sh'yeda heichu ikar hamidos. So the Rambam says the three chalkei Torah is one is tarash b'chsav, one is tarash b'al peh. Tarash b'al peh in the sense of basically the halachos psukos, mishnayos, the dinim, the crystallization of Torah Shabbal Peh. And the third chalik of Torah is the process of derivation of Torah Shabbal Peh. How everything in Mishnah is derived with Yud Gimel Midos, with Svara, the comparing things, being Madame Dover Dover, etc. And that's what we call Gemara. So Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'gemar. Chayiv l'shalish es zman l'midaso. Now, then the Rambam says, and then the Rambam gives an example. He says, depending upon how many hours a day you have to work, so that determines how many hours a day you have available for learning, and then you divide the remaining time into three parts. Then the Rambam says, b'medvar mamurim, and this is, again, if you look in the Rashash, right? This is the Rashash tells you, look at the Bamedvar Mamurim. This is the Bamedvar Mamurim, which the Mechaber copies from the Rambam. Bamedvar Mamurim b'tchilas limud Talmud shel Adam. When a person is a beginner, so we don't know anything. We don't know Mikra, we don't know Mishnah, we don't know Gemara. So then the din is the Chayiv l'shalish es zman l'midaso, and on a daily basis. However, k'sheyagdil b'chochma, when a person becomes a big Talmud Chacham, so he's a baki in Tanakh, he's a baki in Al Mishnayos, k'she yagdil b'chochma, v'lo yehei tzarech lo lilmo tar shebuchsav, v'lo lasok tamid b'tar shebal peh. So then the Rambam says, yikra b'itim mizumanim tar shebuchsav, v'divei hashmur k'dei shelo yishkach dover midinei Torah. Yeah, a person has to do chazor, he has to constantly devote some time, not a full third anymore. He devotes some time to reviewing Tanakh, to reviewing Mishnayos, but Yipone Kol Yomov L'Gemara Bilvad. And then he, L'Firochav Sheyesh B'Libo V'Yishav Daito. And then he devotes the lion's share of his time to learning Gemara. So this is what the Rashash is referring to, which is basically very similar to the answer which the Beis Ephraim had given, right? That once a person is supposed to be devoting most of his time to being Shona, to being involved in Gemara, so then for him to be taking time away from that for again, undue time, more time than is necessary for his maintenance chazara in Torah Shebichsav, so then it's a lesser form of Talmud Torah. It's very similar to what the Beis Ephraim says. But again, it also clarifies. Again, the Rashban and the Ritva say that Shona is odd from Koreh when a person is supposed to be Shona, right? When it doesn't mean it obviously doesn't mean that when we're at a stage or at a time of day when you're supposed to be kovei, it doesn't mean, well, no, the Rashbam is about to say that Shona is Adif Mekovei. But what it means is that when a person has done what he's supposed to do, let's say at this stage in what the Rambam describes, a person who's already Gadol V'Chochma, so then, all right, he's supposed to spend the Chreis, a little bit of his time reinforcing the Torah Shebal Peh, a little bit of time reinforcing just again the crystallization of the Torah Shebal Peh, and the rest should all be the Gemara, the Havana, etc. So then at that stage, that's what the Rashban, the Ritva, are talking about, that at that point, Korei is a lesser form of Talmud Torah than Shona. And that's why it's a Chiddush when Rabbi Mani says in Brachos, the Gadol HaKorei Kriya Shema, Yoseh Mei HaOsek VaTorah. But again, L'Chor, you can't, it's difficult to use that to say Pshat in our Gemara, because our Gemara is actually talking about Bittel Torah. And the fact that it's odif, the fact that maybe one is preferable, one is a higher form of Talmud Torah, that's not parallel to saying that the other is bittel vis-a-vis this, which is probably why the Ritva and Rashba themselves don't introduce that distinction here in this Gemara. So it's interesting that what the, again, Kevin the Osel Yodon, that what the Rashba and Ritva comment in that Gemara and Brachos, basically reinforces a famous comment which Reb Chaim Volozhiner has in Nefesh HaChaim. In Nefesh HaChaim, in the Shaar Dalet, the most famous part of Nefesh HaChaim, of course, is where he clarifies what he thinks is the correct understanding of Torah Lishma. And in that context, Reb Chaim Volozhiner quotes a medrash. Shehrei amru razal b'medrash, Shebikesh David HaMelech Olav HaShalom Milafon of Yisparach, David HaMelech asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheha'osek b'tehillim Yechoshev Etzlo Yisparach Kilo Hayosek b'negoim v'olos. David HaMelech wanted that his Sefer Tehillim should be elevated to such a level that saying Tehillim should be the equivalent, should be the equal of learning halachos chamuros, of learning in negoim va'alos. So says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, harei sheho esek behilchos hashaz be'iyun v'yegiya, hu inyan yose na'alo v'ohud l'fon av yizbarach me'amiris tilim. So you see that the standard is the learning, again, of these halachos chamuros. Again, as he says, be'iyun, in depth, the Yigiyah with assiduously, but that's the standard, and that what David HaMelech was asking is let's that Tillin be the equivalent of it. And then he says, Kilomatzinim b'divrayim v'gam miyodeim hiskim HaKadosh Baruch al yodel v'zeh. Chazal don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted this wish to David HaMelech. So be'emes, that contrast of the Tillin to the learning is very similar to what the Rashba and the Ritva are saying there in Brachos in terms of what the Chiddush of Gadol HaKorei Kriya Shema is, because otherwise, in terms of Talmud Torah, the Talmud Torah of Shona is greater than the Talmud Torah of just saying the Psukim in Parshas Vayeschanan and in Parshas Ekev. Okay. Rashash, just to round out one or two other answers that the Achronim give on this kasha of why are we portraying Mikra Megillah as Bittel Torah when Mikra Megillah is Kisrei HaKodesh. Okay, so one answer we had is the Ritva's answer that the time you take to go to shul, the time you take to read the Megillah is not Bittel Torah. The time you take to go to shul to read with a tzibur, that's Bittel Torah. Not Bittel Torah in the negative sense, obviously, because we're supposed to be doing it, and that's what the Gemara is depicting as Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Hishmar Mikri Megill. That was the Ritva's answer. Then we discussed the Reis Ephraim's answer. No, maybe it's considered a Bittel because the Shona is a higher form of Talmud Torah vis-a-vis just the reading of the Psukim. A second answer, and then that we commented on. Now the Rashash is a third ukimta. And he says, Gam Yeshloma, just continuing from where we read before in the Rashash, Kigon Havav Shalobinim Talmidim. He says, what happens if you'll have the following scenario? Vehema Kvos Shamu Mikra Megillah, Vaharav Adayim Lo Shama. If you'll have such a, however this situation developed, you have a situation where the Rav, the Rabbi teaching the Talmidim, has not yet heard the Megillah. And all the Talmidim have heard the Megillah. So now the din is, Sheyibot el Harav. So the Rav has to say, I'm sorry, I have to end the Shia now. I have to go hear Megillah. V'yelech l'shmo mikra Megillah. Afsha al yedei zeh yisbat lo Talmidim. Even though that's going to affect the Talmidim. So in such a hechitimtza also, you can depict it as even if you're hearing Megillah will cause Bittul Torah. Not that the Bittul Torah is the time you spend hearing Megillah, but even if there's going to be some collateral Bittul Torah, because it's going to cause Bittul Torah for someone else, so afal pichein, that's what the Gemara is talking about. And finally, and this gets us back to the other question that we spent quite a bit of time discussing last week. According to Rav Velvel, the answer is as follows. You remember last week we spent a good deal of time discussing how Rav Velvel is of the opinion, we presented a different mahalach, but Rav Velvel is of the opinion, and we said that Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, according to their understanding, is not the Torah's Talmud Torah. And even if a person will read the Megillah and it will be devoid of any Kiyum Talmud Torah, afal pichein, there'll be Mekayim Mitzvahs Megillah. And that's the Gemara's point, that even such a Kriyas HaMegillah, you would have to interrupt your Talmud Torah for. Right? So again, so what Rav Velvel and Rav Shlomo Zalman are saying is, and we'll discuss in a minute, perhaps one or two of Rav Velvel's rayas to this understanding, but what he said is that even if your Mikra Megillah won't constitute Talmud Torah, and it doesn't have to, because the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is not the Torah's Kisvei HaKodesh, in Rav Velvel's opinion. It's not the Torah's Kisvei HaKodesh, afal pichein, even if your mitzvah doesn't, even if your Kriyas HaMegillah won't constitute a Talmud Torah, afal pichein, you would interrupt your learning for Mikra Megillah. For Mikra Megillah. What's a Heichet Timtza? How is it not going to represent a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? What's a normal example of that? We can come up with Kruma examples of it. But what's a normal example of it? So Rav Velvel thinks that a normal example of it is that the Mishnah says, in the second parak, if you take a look in the beginning of the second parak in Dav Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, so the Mishnah says that Haloez Sheshama Ashuras Yatza. That Haloez means someone who speaks a foreign tongue. If he hears the Megillah being read in Lashon HaKodesh, and we'll see in a Gemara that clearly the pshat in the Mishnah is meaning Alois who doesn't understand Hebrew. Not that he happens to be bilingual. So what's the chiddush? The fact that he's bilingual isn't there's no chisaron in that. Alois Hashem Ashurus means that he only speaks English, French, whatever. He doesn't understand the Hebrew at all. So nevertheless, he hears the Megillah in Hebrew. He's Yotze. Now, the Gemara says, if you take a look in Yud Ches Amud Aleph, around 10 lines from the bottom, 10, 11 lines from the bottom, V'holo yoda ma'ka ame, right before that it says, Haloi shesham ashuras yatsa. Then around 11 lines, 10, 11 lines from the bottom, V'holo yoda ma'ka ame. But they don't understand the word. So what are they yatsa? They don't understand the word from the entire Megillah. So answers the Gemara, Mide dahava anoshim v'amei oretz. Okay, they're not the only ones who don't understand. There are a lot of people who don't understand. The women who haven't been taught don't understand. The amei oretz who haven't been taught don't understand. Maskev l'ravina, what? And they're the only ones who don't understand. Otu anan ha'achshteronim b'nei ha'ramochim miyadina. And what about us? We know the translation of that phrase, ha'achashtronim b'nei ha'amochim, we don't know. Ela mitzvahs kriya p'sumei nisa, ha'achanami mitzvahs kriya p'sumei nisa. Now, According to Rav Velma, what this line in the Gemara means is that we don't understand that phrase either, but that's no big deal. Even though without understanding there's no mitzvah Talmud Torah, because we're not reading the Megillah, the Torah's Talmud Torah. And you don't have to simultaneously be engaging in Talmud Torah to be Yotzei Megillah. And therefore, the same way, our lack of understanding of that phrase isn't ma'akev us, so too, the loazim who don't understand any word, it doesn't interfere with their kiyum mitzvah either. So basically, what Avraham says is, that if a loes who hears Megillah Ashuris is not being mekayim a mitzvah Talmud Torah at all. And that's not a problem, because mitzvah kriyas a Megillah, again, in his understanding, doesn't have to be, it's not b'toras kisvei HaKodesh, b'toras Talmud Torah. No, it's not b'toras Talmud Torah. So memeila, so then that's also going to answer this question, right? Mevatn Talmud Torah Shema Mikra Megillah means, even though your Mikra Megillah, for instance, in the case of Eloes, who'll be listening in Ashuris, even though your Mikra Megillah won't simultaneously be Talmud Torah, it doesn't have to be, but it will still be Megillah, and for Megillah alone, we'd be Mevatel Talmud Torah. That's what Velvo's understanding. That would be his answer here.
Stepping back to one of the presumptions that we had earlier, the aspect of Talmud Torah, do you require Havana to be the kind of mitzvah Talmud Torah?
That's an interesting question. So Rav Velvel is assuming yes, right? His whole raya from this Gemara is he's assuming that even in Torah Shebichsav, if a person doesn't understand, he's not being kind of mitzvah. So the Rav Zichron Levracha used to say, I think this is in one of the Yotzei Shurim, and I think you find the same thing in the Baal HaTanya, and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says it also, that they say that there's a distinction between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. That by Torah Shebichsav, so there it's Mikra. What Mikra means is just that the words themselves have such an intrinsic sanctity that it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, even if a person doesn't know what it means. When he says, Vreishis Bar Elokim, but he knows it's a Pasuk Chumash, and he's saying it as a Pasuk Chumash, so even if he doesn't understand what it means, Vreishis Bar Elokim, he's being kind of a mitzvah. But if he says, Mei Mosai Koran Ishma Ba'arven, and he doesn't understand what it means, so then he's not in kind of a mitzvah. So the emes is that according to the Rav and the Baal HaTanya, so that this, the Velvel's Raya wouldn't, It wouldn't be a raya, because they say that you have to understand, that they say that Havana, understanding, is only indispensable by Torah Shebaal Peh. But by Torah Shebichsav, just the words themselves are obviously not the optimal form of a mitzvah, but a mitzvah as well.
Which is what David Melch wanted the Tehillim to read.
Maybe, right.
Does Rav Velvel and Shlomo Zalman derive from the halacha of Loes that you never do Kriyas HaMegillah b'Torah Talmud Torah, or that it's possible?
It's possible, meaning it's possible. It doesn't have to be. You don't have to do it in such a way that it's simultaneously Talmud Torah. All things being equal, then why not? Chaperayin and let it be both. But the point is, it doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be both. And it can be. Mikra Megillah can be devoid of a key in Talmud Torah and still be the mitzvah. I think we mentioned last time that the Nafgamina, the context in which it's quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman, is the following. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, what happens if you come into shul late, Purim morning, right? You come into shul late, Purim morning, and they're about to begin reading the Megillah. And you haven't said Berakas HaTorah yet. Okay, so there's one assumption here, I guess, which also really needs to be discussed and worked out. He's assuming that even listening, Shomea Ka'ona, would require Berakas HaTorah. Okay, so that's okay. But that's the assumption that since you're listening, Shomea Ka'ona, that requires Berakas HaTorah. So the question is, so if I stop to make Berakas HaTorah, so I'm going to have to read the Yechidus later. Because Megillah can't be the Mafreya, so I have to, and he's about to go. There's no time for me to say Berakas HaTorah. So if Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying, no, it's okay. You can listen to the Megillah without Birkas HaTorah, because Mikra Megillah doesn't have to be Talmud Torah. You can have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah devoid of Talmud Torah.
But you're saying that it's possible, but if a person knows the meaning of the words, then...
So I guess to flesh out what he's saying, so I guess in this case, to, on the one hand, have the mitzvah of reading B'tzibur, on the other hand, not violate learning before saying Birkas HaTorah. So I guess he has in mind that he's only doing it because it's in Megillah, and he's not, and it's not because it's Talmud Torah.
Do you have to have such a kavanah for something?
I guess so.
What's the halacha if you forget to say Birkas HaTorah and you remember during Sukkotism? Do you have to, do you wait for Av HaRavah, or you stop right there and you say Birkas HaTorah?
I think the Ramah says in general that in Shulchan Aruch they discuss the case about you have to say Birkas HaTorah before you say Slichas in the morning, because of the Psukim in Slichas, the Psukim between the Yud Gimel Midos and then the Piyutim. So I think on that the Ramah is Mekir. That's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. I think the Ramah says that we're Mekir on that. That since we're saying them derech tachanunim, right? When we say Dishu Hashem v'himotzo in those piyutim, so it's derech tachanunim. It's to be ma'orer. It's not the Torah's Torah. The Torah's Talmud Torah. So I think the Ramah says that we're makil on that.
So perhaps that's also the with Shema. Maybe that's, I don't know if this is what's same, but Shema has a special. I might have thought the Shema was the Torah's tefillah only.
So that the Beis Yosef discusses. The Beis Yosef discusses that in the following context. That the Gemara in Brachos that you were alluding to says that if you didn't say Birkas HaTorah before davening, so then you can be Yotzei Birkas HaTorah with Av HaRavah. So then Tosfos and the Rishonim quote that the Yerushalmi says, V'hu Shoshana Al Asar, that you're only Yotzei with Av HaRavah if right after Shemon Esrei, presumably it means right after Tachman, at the very least, you learn. But otherwise, you're not Yotzei. So the question which the Beis Yosef asks is, well, by definition, if assuming that the person is that the sitter isn't missing any pages, so by definition, obviously, it's always going to be Shana Al Asar because he follows up Av HaRavah with Kriya Shema. It's always going to be Shana Al Asar. So the Beis Yosef has two answers. The first answer is no; it has to be Nikar. You have to engage in Talmud Torah, which is Nikar, and the Kriya Shema is not Nikar because that's just the normal Seder HaTefillah. But the second answer touches on what you're saying. The second answer is no. Maybe the problem with the Kriya Shema is that we're not saying it the Torah's Divrei Torah, that it's only being said the Torah's Derech Tefillah, and because of that, it's not. So he has 2 days.
Yeah, not my. The idea of the Adif would be, if I thought it was just Tefillah, then if I, in other words, it wasn't so obvious that you had both one and two. Remember, you were saying before we were saying that. Of course, Adif Likro Kriya from the Dune Hashem of the Torah, because you have one and two. But maybe that's the Chiddush, is that you do have one and two. I might have thought it was just the Torah's Tefillah, but that the Chiddush there is to tell me that not only is it the Torah's Tefillah.
Correct. So you have been correct, but apparently, maybe just to turn it around a little bit,
okay.
Apparently the Rashba and the Ritva are taking that for granted.
Yeah.
Meaning the Rashba, for the Rashba and the Ritva, this wasn't.
Right,
well, the question which the Beis Yosef was debating,
right.
So for the Rashba and the Ritva, it was clear, no, that the Derech Tefillah isn't detracting
right.
from it being Talmud Torah, and the Mela, that's why they introduced the Shona versus Kore distinction.
I think it's confusing because if you were to say Kriya Shema of her Talmud Torah, you'd be Yosef the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, even though that wasn't the Kavan. You don't need Kavan. So let's say, for instance, you were to say Kriya Shema al Torah Talmud Torah, In other words, if you do Kriya Shema for Talmud Torah, and there's a question of the Bracha, you can say the Bracha as a mission talks about it. So we say the Bracha is Ban, etc.
Right, there's no question that Kriya Shema in context of Talmud Torah is Talmud Torah. The question is whether, the question we're discussing is what Kriya Shema in its context is Kriya Shema. Is it Talmud Torah
right,
in that context
it,
also?
The other way around, it does the two things at once. If you do it this way, maybe it does. In one case, you can have two, it has two purposes. The other way, it can only have one properly.
Okay, maybe let's go on a little bit. We have a few more minutes, and we'll go on a little bit here.
What function then does Kriya
Shema? It's a mitzvah of Pesul Meinisa. It's a mitzvah to read this text, and that.
What,
I'm sorry.
What institution that does parallel?
You mean what the Kein Darais is?
It can't be the back,
What the Kein Darais is, you're asking? Meaning, if it's not sort of harnessing Talmud Torah for Pesul Meinisa, so then it's just.
Is it an Inyan Tefila?
I don't know if it's getting something important. Some of his other rayas, the other rayas are interesting also. Maybe since we mentioned, we'll mention a couple of, or maybe at least one other of his rayas. The Hagos Maimunios, the Velvel quotes Hagos Maimunios in Hilchos Megillah. At the very beginning of Perek Beis, listen to this. Interesting how Hagos Maimonides. Nagu b'kriyas ha-megillah shalala. I don't think we have this meaning. I don't know. Maybe some places do. I don't know. Nagu b'kriyas ha-megillah shalala hafsik ben pasuk l'pasuk. Hagos Maimonides quotes a minig that there would be no break between psukim. That the balkare would obscure where one pasuk ended and the next pasuk began. Ela takeeth the sea and posuk zem maschil ba'osa neshima posuk shela acharav. Neshima achas. You should run on. Every posuk should run into the next posuk v'neshima achas. Shehare kari igeres. V'chein nimsa v'shein mev Yehuda ben Yitzchak. And then he quotes that the other Rishonim don't have this. That the Rambam doesn't have it. And quotes many Rishonim against it, but he says that this minig, there was such a minig to intentionally obscure where one pasuk ended and the next pasuk began, and sort of like that haste to get to the next pasuk is a kiyum in treating it as an igaris, as a letter with the breaking news that you don't know about. So you can't wait to turn the pages and read through the letter, so you don't pause between pasuk and pasuk. So Velvel says, now clearly in Torah Shavuchsav you're not allowed to read Torah Shavuchsav that way. I mean the din of kol pasuk delo paske Moshe anan lo paskinan is not only should you not break the pasuk down and only say half a pasuk, but it's also that you shouldn't tamper with a unit of psukim. So you can tamper with a unit of psukim in only quoting half the pasuk, or you can tamper with a unit of psukim by having a run-on from one pasuk into the next pasuk. So as Torah Shavuchsav, that's not the way you would read it. So how? Granted that this minig is a view is very much a minority opinion, but how could such a minig exist? So Velvel says no. That also points to what I'm saying. He kind of. That you're not reading it, the Torah's Talmud Torah. Interesting, right? So, do we have any other examples of that? So, the how does the fact that it's not the Talmud Torah, how does that solve the problem? How does that solve the problem? So, apparently, Kari Igeres is so. Once you have to say it's So I guess what he would answer is that according to this opinion, it's a matir, but it can't change the mitzvah. I guess that's what he would tell you. I guess that's what he would tell you. So the question is, do we ever do that in other occasions, right? So l'chaim we do, right? L'chaim we do in either one or two occasions. First of all, when we read Aseres HaDibros Tam Elyon, so l'chaim we're doing the same thing, right? We're doing both things. In the first Dibros, we're running on the psukim. We're making all the psukim of Zochus Yom HaShavus Lekad show, so that's our pasuk, and we're running that on into the next pasuk. And with the second half of the Dibros, on the contrary, we're taking half psukim. Lo Sirtzach is not the entire pasuk, and when you read it Tam Elyon, you read it as the entire pasuk. So Elamai, the emphasis is that the Raya is L'shitasa. Reb Chaim never read Tam Elyon. Reb Chaim held that it was wrong, that you weren't supposed to read Tam Elyon, and exactly for this reason. He said, no, you have to read it, because Tam Elyon, again, takes the Dibros not in units of psukim, but it takes it in units of Dibros. And the Tam Tachton treats it like the rest of Chumash, in units of psukim. So the Rav used to quote that Reb Chaim was of the opinion that there were different minhagim, right? Some say, I think the Magen Avraham quotes, that some say that a yochid, let's say when you're being ma'ariv sedra, so a yochid used tam tachta. And when you read the tzibur, you read tam elyon. And others distinguish between shavuos and other occasions. That even the tzibur, if it's just yisur of aschanan, you would read tam tachton. But if it's Shavuos, then you read Tam Elyon. And Reb Chaim held you're not supposed to read Tam Elyon at all. You're not supposed to read Tam Elyon at all. You're always supposed to read Tam Tachta. So L'chara, so the Rebbe's Raya is L'shitasa. If you have the minig of Tam Elyon, so then you see that there are times, I don't know, that there are times when we can make an exception, when we can override that insistence of being faithful to the unit of psukim. So if you can do it for Tam Elyon, so then Stoma, you could do it because of Igeres by Purim as well. Some Balei Kriya do it in the Masos, in Parshas Masay also. Some do the special trot within each pasuk, and some do it in units of two psukim. Some do it in the Parsha in Masay as well. But again, but L'shitaso, those other exceptions are also wrong. So that's his.
Based on this discussion, when we say that Kismagil serves the function of power, could that be understood to say that it's a sort of Torah's female? That function? And that would go along nicely along the lines of the same, but it's not necessarily on the Torah. It's along the same lines.
Right, but again, I'm not sure you have to tie it in, because the fact that Kriyas Zuri Hilula isn't mutually exclusive with it being Talmud Torah. So you don't have to tie it in. It could have been that it's also that. So it doesn't necessarily have to tie in. Okay, let me just do a couple of more lines. Says the Gemara, Avodah Chamur in Talmud Torah, the assumption which they were making in Beis Rebbe is that Avodah is more chamur than Talmud Torah, and therefore they made their Kal V'chomer, that if you're Mevatel Avodah for Mikra Megillah, you're certainly going to be Mevatel Talmud Torah. But is that assumption that Avodah is Chamurah, is that correct? We're five lines from the bottom. Vayihi Yoshua the Yericho Vayisayna Vayavina Ishome the Negdo Vayishtachu. So now the Gemara sort of digresses a little bit. The next couple of lines are not really relevant to our context. Vehechi Yovid Hochi. How did Yehoshua respond to this anonymous person or this anonymous figure? Shema Shade, who, and he shouldn't be giving shalom to the shade. Shani Hassan, the Amalek, and he said, Svashem. He said, I'm not a shade. He said, I'm sad, Svashem. The Dilma Meshakre. So Shadim are not above being Meshakre. So Gemir Dilma Mafke Shem Shemaim Levatola. No, but they wouldn't say Shem Shemaim Levatola. So obviously, he said, Anisat Tzva Hashem, so that precluded the possibility of his being a shade. So Memele Yeshua was able to respond to it. So what did the Malach Hashem tell Yeshua? Amalo, Emes bitaltem tamit shalvein havayim. And again, it's l'chavo shlufa biyoda, right? And he's coming, saying that I'm representing the midas hadin to punish you. For what? Because emes, last night, bitaltem tamit shalvein havayim, v'achshav bitaltem talmud Torah. So Anallah, so Yeshua says, al-ezem mehen basa, is one more than the other responsible for why you're ready to exact punishment, why the midas hadin is hovering above us. Amalo ato basi, which Tosa says, correlating this with the pasuk of ato kisvu l'chemes hashir azos, means he's telling him, I'm coming for the bittul Torah, meaning the omission of Talmud Torah. That's a more grievous sin than the omission of the avoda of the Talmud. Miyad vayolan Yeshua v'alayla hu besocha emek. Amar Rabbi Yochanan melamed shalon v'omka shel halacha. So Yeshua responded. Anyway, so don't we see from here that Talmud Torah is chomor from avoda because the Malach Hashem is sent to warn them that the midas hadin will strike because of the bittul Torah rather than the bittul avoda. And v'amar Shmuel ba'unya. What we see from this story of the encounter between Yeshua and the Malach, the Godel Talmud Torah Yosem Yaakovus Tamidin, the Talmud Torah is greater, Adarabah, the exact opposite than the assumption of Beis Rebbe, that it's Talmud Torah which is greater than even the Yaakovus Tamidin. Shenem Ma'ato Basi, the Malach says, no, the more serious sin was the omission of Talmud Torah. Answers the Gemara, Lokashya Hadarabim Hadiyachid. That says, no. Avoda is more chomor than Talmud Torah of a Yachid. But Talmud Torah of the Rabbim, that's more chomor than Avoda. But the catch here is that Had the Rabbim, so I don't know, wasn't based Rebbe Talmud Torah of the Rabbim, but take a look at Rashi, Had the Rabbim, the Hasam Kol Yisrael Havu. No, the Bittul Torah, which the Malach was coming to call their attention to, was a bittul Torah of Kol Yisrael. So Talmud Torah of Kol Yisrael is chomor from Avoda, but Avoda is chomor from anything less than Talmud Torah of Kol Yisrael. Okay, so we know the idea of Talmud Torah of Kol Yisrael. We'll pick up with next time.